Hello there, and welcome to the INFJ Journey podcast. I am Ariane Kveljax, an INFJ art writer, podcaster, storyteller, and founder of the INFJJourney.com. No one is you, and that is your power. This could be a pretty good way of getting the gist of the INFJ's life experience. Yet our journey is no walk in the park. It is one of unique challenges and hard to get rewards. One of deep solitude and constant battle to find a way, our way, to turn our unique gifts and our vision into reality. But you are not alone in this world. There are others just like you. On this podcast channel, we discuss all things INFJ. This is our place, where we can be what we truly are, share our thoughts, our questions, our dreams, our insights, our epiphanies, our challenges, and our vision. This is our journey too, where you are seen, heard, and understood as well. There's never been a better time than now to share our stories with the rest of the world. So go ahead and join us on a journey of discovery and endless imagination. I am a voice in the dark. I carry illuminative power. Darkness flew at the sound of my voice. Jake Alpha Toluwani. Picture this. You are in the dark, alone, with your fears, your questions, your doubts. In fact, you've been in the dark since day one. You went directly from your mother's womb to another kind of darkness. Life is an enigma you have yet to solve. Why you? Why here? What for? Some days are better than others, though. You even laugh at your own predicament. God has a sense of humor, hasn't he? Aren't you just a big brain with a serious malfunction? The kind that keeps you awake during the night, beaming with ideas, painful memories, and loads of unlikely what if. Well, kind of. You don't really have nights or days to start with. This time, the darkness grew even bigger, thicker, more confusing, if that's even possible. Strange place, this emergency call center. Almost like the neural pathways of your busy mind, house on fire, and all that. 911, what is the nature of your emergency? Desperate voice pouring into your ears. Help! Help! I've been abducted! Ha ha! Me too! By the Earthians. My baby is in danger! Help! Help! Crackling on the landline, the thoughtful and melancholic you took over in a blink of an eye. How can I help you, Mom? Mom, are you there? Somewhere on a bumpy road, engine noise. On a bridge, perhaps. Back to Earth, Joe. Someone needs your help. Overthink another day, but not today. Help!
Help?
Yes, that's your mission, your purpose, as it seems. Helping. It seems that all you can do in this world is helping. Except yourself, of course. Even when you were not on duty as a police officer, people always ask you for advice. Some for protection as well. What an irony. What about your needs too? Who's helping you? Who's listening to your pounding heart at night? If only they knew how helpless you are. Crazy world you were stranded on, Officer Joe Baylor. Your world now. How are you supposed to save people? What with? Now that you've been demoted to a 911 operator, how do you really reach people? Help them. How do you make a difference with just the one tool you have left in your arsenal? Your voice. You're on night shifts only now. You can almost do your job in total darkness. You are, as a matter of fact. Each call to 911 is a broken piece of humanity's jigsaw puzzle. One out or one in, it's largely up to you. How fast you jump in, how reassuring you are over the phone. You don't have a gun nowadays. You're not on the terrain. You are somewhere in the world behind your operator console. Headset and mic on. That's it. Red light blinking. New call. Click. Hit register on your control panel. 911, what is the nature of your emergency? A young woman, confused, scared in the dark, just like me. Mom, how can I help you? She's screaming at me, losing it. Help! I need help! The sound of a large car with lots of echoes inside. An SUV, perhaps? No, not an SUV. Too scattered, too hollow. No, she's in a van. I'm sure of it. She's in a van, against her will, being driven someplace. There's a threatening man in the background. He's got a knife. Adrenaline kicking in. Mom, are you alone? Can you speak? Have you been abducted? Drag her out of the trap she fell into. Straight back into my world, even if I have to yank her, shake her a little bit. Stalling, meanwhile. I can hear her crying, sobbing, despair, fear, confusion, hope, insane hope. All that in one invisible ball of fire. Explosive cocktail. Always the same for everybody. Remember the training you went through, 911 operator Joe Baylor. Remember it. Everything by the book and they'll be fine. Nothing else. Nothing less. Be calm. Ask the right questions. Get to the point. Quickly. Reassure them. Make them feel you're in control of their chaos. They say the last thing people hang up to until they die is the sense of hearing. 911 doesn't really exist for them. Just your voice. They hang on to that. They don't care who you are, what you went through, what you're going through, what you did, what you didn't. They just want to survive this horrible moment of their lives. Live another day. You? You're just the guy stuck in his dispatch room somewhere in Los Angeles, answering their frantic calls. A broken guy with a broken heart, struggling to make it tomorrow. The whole world is bleeding outside. So are you. And the worst thing is that you're feeling guilty about that and about so many other things. 911, what is the nature of your emergency? I don't know about you guys, but there are moments in life when you feel like you've just been hit by a bus. It's like an epiphany, but weighing like a truck. You'll never forget that day, believe me. Have you ever had a day like that in your life? Well, hello, hello, my dear fellow INFJs of the world. How are things from your corner of the world? How's your overthinking doing? Just kidding. Anyway, I do hope you are all okay. As safe and sound as INFJs could be in this world so unfit to us. And so today's episode number 1 of season 3, called Guilty as Charged, is a very special episode to me. First, because we are starting the third season of the INFJ Journey podcast channel. And we did it, guys. This podcast is a success and continues to be so, thanks to all of you guys. But more importantly, we are on our way to becoming a community, a weird community of secretive, elusive, independent, and highly creative mavericks, but a community nonetheless. And, you know, there are many different kinds of milestones in the life of a content creator, INFJ or not. One of these is when you fully realize that you are able to make a difference, albeit a small one, in someone's life. your lives, my dear fellow INFJs of the world, hopefully. Just by showing up, being there, giving our audience something, your audience, something that helps them in their daily lives. You know, there's a saying, a very, very relevant and beautiful saying I heard someday. It was, if you want to make a difference in someone's life, start to make a difference in someone's day. And it's so true, because I know that as INFJ, we have this tendency of always focusing on the big picture. We are very good at that. But we are very bad at focusing on details. And everybody knows that the devil is in the details. And for me, this saying was like a reminder of always being aware of whether I would be able to make a difference just in one of your days, my dear fellow INFJs of the world. Because if I focus on that and if I succeed in doing just that, it means that I can go a step further and make a difference in your life altogether. But to do that, I have to focus on making a difference in your everyday's life, if I can. And I don't know if I have succeeded. I hope so. But I can imagine you listening to my podcast and maybe for some of you at the end of an episode saying, well, Arian gave me something today and I'm happy about that. And if it is the case, then I'm also very, very happy. You know, exploring together new ways of doing what we all do as INFJs, like daydreaming, overthinking, writing, connecting the dots, counseling, helping, listening, so on and so forth. So today's episode is both a celebration and an epiphany I want to share with you, my dear friends. But before we do just that, as usual, I would like to take the time to welcome our latest podcast listeners from Gardena, California, US of A, Houston, Texas, US of A, Mesa, Arizona, US of A, Tucson, Arizona, US of A, Phoenix, Arizona, US of A, Seattle, Washington, US of A, Edgware, Barnet, UK, Manchester, UK, Nottingham, UK, Dublin, Leicester, Republic of Ireland, Council, Hesse, Germany, Quezon City, Metro, Manila, Philippines. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in each week. And thank you to all of you, my regular listeners, to the INFJ Journey podcast channel. You guys, all of you are awesome. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am not by a long shot a Netflix fan, but I do like stories. In fact, I'm crazy about stories. Give me a good story anytime, whatever the form, book, movie, podcast, or around the campfire at night, and I'll be there 100%. You can bet on it. And recently, my brother offered me access to Netflix, and I started to watch a movie or good series here and then. I had a nice time, most of the time, although, well, nothing really I would write home about. But just about a week ago, I think, I stumbled upon the movie The Guilty with American actor of Swedish ascendancy Jake Gyllenhaal. The Guilty is a Netflix remake of a 2018 Danish film from Gustav Møller's called Den Skyldige, which means precisely The Guilty, this time directed by Antoine Fuqua. And Joe Baylor, Jake Gyllenhaal in the movie, is a troubled cop who works at a 911 emergency call center in Los Angeles. He is a troubled man with marital and health issues. He also is also going through a child custody battle with his ex-wife. The guy is so stretched, so thin, is just an accident waiting to happen. And the guilty is a single location thriller, outside a few establishing shots and brief fades into fuzzy imagery. It's very much stays in the core center with Joe Baylor. And the guilty only really has one real cop on screen. The rest are voices. Peter Sarsgaard, Riley Keel, Ethan Hawke, to name a few. And in fact, even if Jake Gyllenhaal is the amazing hero of the show, the real star of this story is the human voice. Voices in our ears, of course, but also in our minds, hearts, and souls. And it's not often that often that we have movies about the power of the voice. Of course, part of this unusual choice was due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but it turned out to be a stroke of genius, really. Now, I would like to ask you a question, my dear fellow INFJs. When you think about the human voice, whose voice comes to your mind first? Is it your mom's voice, your spouse's voice, your child's voice, your best friend's voice, your teacher's voice, the one who helped you discover your purpose when you were a teenager? Chances are it will be the voice of someone very close to you, and it totally makes sense, of course. But sometimes the voice that touches us most is not a familiar voice to us. Like in The Guilty, the voice of 911 emergency call center operator Joe Baylor. I started this special podcast episode number 1 of season 3, free call Guilty a Charge. By the way, I'm just thinking that it has been a year now since I set out on this journey, on this podcast journey, no pun intended, with the INFJ Journey podcast. And just a year later, we are a community now. It's amazing what you can do with the voice. In that case, my voice, but for any podcast, with anyone's voice. And I started this podcast, like I said, episode number 1 of season 3, called Guilty as Charged, by telling you I recently had an epiphany that felt like I was being hit by a bus. And what did I mean by that exactly? Well, here's what happened to me when I was browsing Netflix, searching for a decent movie or series to watch. I stumbled upon The Guilty movie, and the synopsis got me exciting right away. Imagine the story of a demoted cop working at a 911 emergency call center in Los Angeles during the worst time of the COVID-19 pandemic. Someone was in some sort of a redemption path, desperately trying to save someone else's life with nothing more than his voice. And Joe Baylor is very much a broken man. He's lost everything he loved. His job, his wife and his daughter, his health is wavering too, to top it all off. So he's a real deep you-know-what, huh? And is like us, INFJs of the world, a bleeding soul fighting in the dark. But something deep down is telling him he has to help this woman on the other side of the phone line. I guess Joe Baylor's fictional story is very much like many of our INFJs' life stories. I have this innermost conviction that if there is some sort of salvation for us, INFJs of the world, please kindly replace salvation with any word that speaks most to you. It will be through our voice. And In The Guilty, Joe Baylor's voice is the driving force that vibrates along this sort of invisible thread from the lost soul, from one lost soul to another one. And in fact, the whole movie is very much like an echo's room, resonating with all these desperate, anxious, and at times frantic voices. It's a bit like podcasting, my dear fellow INFJs of the world. There's your lutin sitting at her wooden desk, mic on, talking to you about things that matter to us. Although we can't see each other, we can have this real, deep and caring conversation through our voices and our listening. And perhaps, as was the case for me in my life, my voice has helped you going through some painful patches. If it did, then, as I said before, I'm grateful, very grateful. Perhaps the problem with Joe is that he is a survivor. Some of us are, many of us are. And it is not an easy feeling to experience. It's not an easy place to be. Oftentimes, you end up carrying the ghosts of everyone who didn't make it on your shoulders. Why you? Why like that? I'm not worth it. It should have been someone more deserving than me. I'm a total failure. I'm a total waste. It's a blind game you must play. Your heart is sobbing, but you still have to go a step further in hell to find that one person who needs your help and savor. And that's the very moment the emotional bus hit me. That's it. That's me. That's us. INFJs are not really supposed to make it. At least not in the conventional kind of way. Our fate, if you will, is to go through some sort of hell, whatever the form or shape, fulfill our purpose, our INFJ purpose, and carry on until we find a place that feels like home, somewhere your heart can bleed peacefully, so to speak, somewhere where there is at least one soul who understands you. To me, the movie The Guilty is the perfect summary of what INFJs are all about. It's the imperfect, the broken, the bleeding, the doubting, the lonely heart who has nobody to talk to, but that will go over and beyond to talk to someone until this someone is finally safe. How many times in our lives we've done just that? How many souls whose stories are stored in our hearts forever have we saved like that, comforted with our voice? This is still very, very confusing for so many of us, because as INFJs, we are obsessed with perfection, with meaning, with harmony, or at least with balance. Why can't we have it? Why can't we have some measures of happiness too? Why can't we just enjoy it? Enjoy life? Perhaps it's easier for those of us who already have a steady experience of life as INFJs. But what about the younger INFJs? What can we say to them? Somehow, I don't think that a pep talk will do. Truth is always better. It's a painful shortcut to life, but one very useful nonetheless. Question to you, my dear fellow INFJs of the world. As INFJs, are you going to go through the same kind of ordeal as 911 operator Joe Baylor did? Answer: well, yes, probably. But it doesn't mean that we will never be happy and that sacrifice is the only way for INFJs to enjoy life. Of course not. Personally, I found that it's a complete waste of my precious time trying to avoid what I consider now to be part of my INFJ journey. I said now because it took me years to understand that, which is carrying my own burden whilst helping someone else to make it out there. I'd rather go through what I need to go through to grow, to become stronger, smarter, more inspired by my many challenges. The guilty, to me, is the one who is not riding the right horse for their very unique kind of race and nothing else. I guess it always boils down to the same principle I talked to you about. Be aware, my dear INFJ friends. Be aware of what and who you are. ASAP, please. An epiphany is a beam of light in our daily darkness that can nourish us forever. I don't know about you guys, but I'm grateful for any piece of knowledge I am able to access, however painfully. Can a human voice save a life? That's the real question here. Without the shadow of a doubt, I would say yes. When my mom was still part of this world, she did that many times over for me. I was in a lot of pain, so often confused, depressed, anxious, exhausted, angry at so many things, starting with myself. All kinds of negative feelings that hurt my heart and my soul deeply, lastingly. Then I call her in the middle of the night. Allô, maman? And the pain slowly started to fade away. The world was a crazy place to live in, still is for me. But at least I could find a way to navigate it, to get some kind of sense, meaning. In another Netflix series that I discovered yesterday, that is called Altered Carbon, they invented in that series a pill, it's a sci-fi series called Empathin. And you take one of those and everything someone else is experiencing, good or bad, becomes yours. Why would you like to do just that, you may ask, my dear fellow INFJs of the world? Because many among us are already empath. So what's the point? But beyond that, and for those who are not, it's a very efficient way of being enlightened, of becoming less selfish and more useful. Like Joe Baylor, INFJs are always trying to bring the best out of people. It's part of our DNA. There's no going around this thing. We are not perfect, though. Far from it. But at the very least, we are real. Even when we are making a difference with something as unassuming as a human voice. And don't tell us life hurts. We already know that. Don't tell us we will very often be alone. Most of us guess that much already. Alone and broken. That's what we are as INFJs. That's what we work with too. So how come we're still standing given all that? How come it feels like we are like sinners forced to occupy the place of a priest? There's a saying that goes like that. The best way to learn something is to teach it. And I believe this is true. It sounds very weird, but it's true. And although we, as INFJs, we are very much about abstraction. We are indeed abstraction being. We still need that hardcore reality to learn and to grow as human beings. But I confess, I would love to be able to call someone who really understands me in the middle of the night, like I did with my mom, and ask them for help. I can almost picture the scene in my head. It wouldn't be a 911 call, though. But perhaps something like, hello, it's Ariane. I know it's late, but I need your help. Can you help? And on the other side of the landline or on my smartphone line, of course I can. I'm an INFJ. Am I not? Guilty as George. So that's it for today, folks. I do hope that you enjoy this podcast episode number 1 of season 3 called Guilty as George. And if this podcast episode offered you some value, feel free to comment it and to rate it on my website at www.infjjourney.com. And you can even do the same thing on Apple Podcasts, because it's the best way, as I told you many times before, to help me as a content creator, a podcaster, and to subscribe to it through the link for Apple Podcasts, which is on the show notes, with all the other links as usual. And for those of you who wish to support my work further, especially my new project called The Weather Outside, go to my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/infjjourney. Sorry. Also, make sure to download all the freebies I designed for you. And the last one is called Ripple Notes Trademark. It's an overview, it's a mind map, it's an overview of my note-taking method for INFJ writers, for INFJ writers who write fiction. So all the links, as usual, will be in the show notes. And until we meet again next week, take very good care of your INFJ self, especially your voice. And bye for now.